Always the Music, How a Lifelong Passion Helped Frame a Future for Orchestras. Written and narrated by Thomas W. Morris. Forward read by Barbara Hannigan.
Forward. Tom Morris is a visionary in the classical music world, having managed two of the most successful American orchestras, the Cleveland and Boston Symphony Orchestras, only two of the many hats he has worn over more than half a century of service to classical music. I first met Tom in 2002 when he hired me as a young soprano soloist with the Cleveland Orchestra, but our friendship really got going in 2010, just as I was about to start my conducting career. 15 years later, we're on the phone at least once a week and meeting several times a year, talking repertoire, programming, always deeply connected by a shared love of music. Whether in London, Hamburg, Paris, or New York, enjoying a fantastic meal together was always very important at the end of long days of work. I remember one dinner in Chicago in the early days of our friendship when I referred to him as a mentor, and Tom said, "Well, I'd rather you think of me as a friend." On the one hand, I can't help but think of him as a mentor because I admire and respect him so much, and I am so eager to learn from every moment I have with him. On the other hand, our friendship is paramount to me, and Tom has stood by me for difficult moments in life. I remember when he had his cat Basil write me a very touching letter of condolence when my beloved cat Monty was hit by a car. Indeed, our relationship is outside the box, and there is no one word to define it. So I invented a new word for him, friendtor. Tom's boundless curiosity astounds me. He always wants to know about new composers and musicians and to hear new pieces. Even this morning, he sent me a text about a unique singer-composer he'd just heard in Norway. He is incredibly generous in sharing his knowledge, and he celebrates the successful implementation of a great idea, wherever it came from. I particularly love how our having differing opinions usually leads to amazing solutions which have nothing to do with compromise and everything to do with creativity. On top of his incredible drive and a lifetime of hard work, there is always room for a joke. We certainly have laughed hard. Tom invited me to be the guest curator of the 2019 Ojai Festival, where he held the position of artistic director for over 15 years. This incredible four-day event is, as the New York Times writes, a utopia where open-minded audiences welcome adventurous works presented against a backdrop of green hills, birdsong, and pixie tangerines. Every year, a different artist is invited to work closely with the artistic director to put their own stamp on that year's festival. From top to tail, we worked for almost 5 years to put the 2019 edition together. We would meet in person 2 to 4 times a year for several days of planning, working from overall structure to the most minute of details. Sometimes we'd just tweak the order of a program we knew was a winner, and other times scrap a whole concert because we had an even better idea and couldn't let it go. Tom knows how to put things together and how to put people together, just like he loves to build extravagant and complex Lego-like structures with his grandkids. On a constant learning curve, working with Tom in this way, I learned about what could be achieved collectively. He was so free-thinking and yet so organized. He was in his element, sparkling with ideas as we dug into research, repertoire, flexibility, all the while trying to keep in mind the preparations and demands on myself as a singer and conductor and on everyone involved once the festival would actually get underway. We tried to stay realistic but dream big at the same time, a state of being you'll read about a lot in this book. Keep an eye out for the acronym BHAG. A meeting with Tom was always a masterclass, exhausting and invigorating in equal measure, and our resulting 2019 Ojai Festival embodied those same two adjectives, which was more or less what we were going for. Tom and I continued to talk as much as we always did, even more, actually. It was only a few weeks
Sample complete. Ready to continue?